Who's going to jail? It better be someone. Christina Bob, attorney at Judicial Watch, who was the recipient of the warrant at Mar-a-Lago and author of the fantastic new book, Defiant, which talks about that story. All right, Christina, I'm just looking at this and I'm like, it seems so simple to just throw him in jail.
Yeah, well, ironically, you need probable cause to do that. And they did not have probable cause to try to do everything that they did to Donald Trump. I do think we are on the road to probable cause here of certainly maybe abuse of office or some type of obstruction.
Conspiracy against rights?
Exactly. And that's actually a good point. You could take this a couple different ways. You could take it through a civil rights violation, which is a civil, you know, a civil process, or you could take it through a criminal process, which I would think Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray would be right at the top, because Merrick Garland came out early on and took ownership of the raid. Christopher Wray obviously would have had to approve it, would have been in on it. Jack Smith, I think, is a little bit harder, although apparently today in his testimony, he did take ownership of the prosecution, but he had not yet been appointed at the time of the raid. So there's some timing issues there. But I've been saying for years now that they never had probable cause. There was never any reason to believe that President Trump had done anything wrong. And this was very much a manufactured political hit job, which is what Jack Smith has done throughout his career.
Yeah, that's literally what he does. It was overturned by the Supreme Court once, too. All right, I got to get to this. This is pure comedy. Fannie Willis, you remember this person, testified today in front of the Georgia Senate over her attempted prosecution of Trump and completely. I mean, this is like the worst client in the world. Watch this.
You all want to intimidate people from doing the right thing, and you think that you're going to intimidate me. You all have been trying to intimidate me for 5 years. You see, I'm not Marjorie Taylor Greene. I ain't going to quit in a month because somebody threatens me. I took an oath to do the right thing. People came into my community and committed a crime, and I indicted them.
Her lawyer's over there taking Prozac by the pound.
Yeah, I mean, she looks intimidated to me. She sounds scared. She looks scared. And having been on the receiving end of that multiple times, I'm currently a criminal defendant myself out in Arizona for the same related case as the sham Fannie Willis case, which was started through the whole Jack Smith Arctic Frost investigation. It's all connected. Yeah, I have no doubt that she's scared, and she should be, because she cost the taxpayers of Fulton County millions and millions of dollars, to which she gave to her boyfriend. Then they went on these lavish vacations, which supposedly they paid cash, because that's what we do in 2025. Yeah, she should be worried.
You know, speaking of cash, I want to look at something that she had on the table. If we could put that up real quick. This is the purse that she had on the table. So I have some nice, you know, very intelligent women on my team who are like, hey, wait a minute, I think I've seen that before. And there it is, $11,000 purse, it looks like, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that I think is typical for a district attorney who is on a government salary.
Oh, yeah.
Probably making about six figures. They spend a tenth of their salary on a purse, I have no doubt. So, yeah, she's not doing herself any favors. She's clearly not the smartest attorney out there. And quite honestly, all of these district attorneys and AGs that took these alternate electors cases, which is what this RICO case was, they're the bottom of the barrel. They're taking directions. They're taking the scraps from Jack Smith that he didn't want to prosecute because he didn't have the bandwidth, he didn't have the time, but they wanted to continue this fear campaign of criminal prosecution. Yep. And so they picked up these lower scraps. None of these cases are working. George has been dismissed. Michigan's been dismissed. Arizona's likely about to be dismissed. They're all getting thrown out because they're garbage cases, and they just suck as lawyers.
The other thing is, and like, what do you call someone who wins an argument against a liberal, a racist? She played the race card. Roll this.
You want something to investigate as a legislature? Investigate how many times they've called me the N-word. Why don't you investigate that? Why don't you investigate them writing on my house? Why don't you investigate the fact that my house has been swatted? If you want something to do with your time that makes sense, and you can use all this in your campaign ad, you attacked Fannie Willis. What have you done, sir? Nothing.
Well, cry harder. We've all experienced that. I've had people showing up to my house. I've had threats against me. You know, we've all experienced that. She's the one that put herself in that position. She's the one that ran for office. She's the one that campaigned and fundraised off of getting Trump and going to Washington, D.C. to try to coordinate with folks in Washington, D.C. to get Donald Trump. And then she doesn't like the limelight and says that people were mean. They said mean things to her.
Yeah.
You know, cry me a river. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. And you're the one who pointed your boyfriend, Nathan Wade, and paid him a bunch of money to build the taxpayers for like 25 hours a day anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick, Epstein files, they're set to be released Friday. And I'm going to go on the record and say they're probably going to, like, someone's probably going to declare war or something to do anything they can to not release these on Friday.
I think that's right. Or there's going to be a glitch and they don't get released, or they are released, but they're heavily redacted. I think this case is going to be around for a long time. And quite honestly, I think we just need a new investigation. It's probably so tainted at this point to just start over. We all know what's happening. We all know that there's survivors out there that are still willing to talk and willing to cooperate. Just start fresh. It's not that hard. So I think this is going to be around for a while.
Well, Christina Bob, we appreciate you joining us. See you soon.
Thanks, girl.
All right, just a few hours.